Aviva Brandt is covering the story in Jordan.
Bryce left the compound after 2.5 hours of talks with the Freemen, and he said that they will not be coming out unless their conditions are met. He says they told him that they had communications with God, and he told them that he had put an invisible barrier around their compound that would protect them from their enemies. And they want a grand jury of their peers. It has to be made up of 23 people who are completely debt-free, to not work for the government, and to not be a lawyer. Aviva Brandt, Jordan, Montana.
Attorneys for Oklahoma City bombing defendants Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols say a 1994 law should be thrown out because it's unconstitutional. Jannie Coverdale listened to the arguments in a Denver courtroom, but her attention was directed toward the defendants.
I hate to use the word hatred because I don't normally hate people, but looking at them, I understand how people can hate other people. And I get very angry.
A defense lawyer says the law is flawed because it includes a provision making murder more likely to be punishable by death if it targeted old, young, infirm, or otherwise vulnerable people. There's good news for firefighters who've spent days trying to keep a wildfire away from the Los Alamos nuclear lab and an important Indian historical site.
Everything looks pretty good. I think they're just going to continue to monitor the situation. I don't want to say it's contained or anything, but it looks pretty good at this point.
Fire Battalion Chief Steve Coburn in Los Alamos. The flooding's not over in Indiana. While many of their Midwestern neighbors are cleaning up after high water, people near the East Fork of the White River are still watching the water rise. This is AP Network News. President Clinton says he'll set up a joint commission to study the economic problems of the West Bank and Gaza. Clinton spoke after a 45-minute meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
When we met at Sharm el-Sheikh, he said that there would be a revision in the Palestinian covenant by the 1st of May. Under difficult circumstances, he kept that commitment. And now it's time for us to discuss the continuation of the peace process. What we can do to help improve the welfare of the Palestinian people.
Arafat says Israeli anti-terrorism measures are depriving 120,000 Palestinians of their jobs. The Army's top doctor says there's evidence that some Gulf War soldiers were exposed to chemical or biological warfare agents. Major General Ronald Blank says France and Czechoslovakia both reported detecting such agents. The U.S. has not been able to confirm those reports since the 1991 Gulf conflict. The technology-rich stock market is still surging. Doug Whiteman has all the day's market news.
The Nasdaq stock market has now hit new record highs in 10 straight sessions as its high-tech and smaller company stocks continue to prosper. The Nasdaq Composite Index also came within a hair of the 1,200 mark today as it jumped 9 points to 1,199. The Russell 2000 Index of small stocks has also made it 10 new all-time highs in a row. The broad market managed to shake off some early weakness today after a survey of the nation's purchasing executives suggested slower economic growth and made investors feel better about inflation. But the blue chips still had the blahs, gaining just 6 points to 5,572. It was the sluggish Dow Industrial's fourth consecutive session to end with a change of less than 10 points. The S&P 500 came out fractionally higher today. On the big board, advancing issues led decliners by about 5-4. The volume was active at 404 million shares. I'm Doug Whiteman.
There's a new development to report in the Freeman story. Montana's Assistant State Attorney General John Connor confirms that the state had offered the possibility of leniency on state charges if the Freeman would surrender to federal authorities. He says that offer was rejected. Are the oil companies taking advantage of a bad situation to make more money off gasoline sales? Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle says they might be.
It's also fair to say, and we'll see whether facts bear this out, that to a certain extent, they're maximizing advantage of the current situation.
Republicans are still pushing for a repeal of the last gas tax, perhaps as early as Memorial Day. But the White House points out GOP candidate and Majority Leader Senator Bob Dole supported two earlier increases that raised the tax by 14 cents. White House spokesman Mike McCurry says we ought to be worried about the Dole dime before we worry about a couple of pennies added in 1993. Adrienne Mattil, AP Network News.